Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in DC, simulcast on 910 AM in Richmond, and joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline. Sports betting has come to Maryland, but don't place that first bet without checking with the good folks at BetQL. They analyze every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. You can get 3 free days of BetQL access by visiting BetQL.com or the BetQL app on the BetQL guest hotline. Right now, it's Linnell Willingham from the Team 980 and 106.7 The Fan with overtime, and he covers the Wizards. He does it all. What's up, Linnell?
Adam, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, man. You don't sound like you have enough energy. I'm fired up today. We got the RFK bill. We got a rivalry game against the Eagles.
And that's why I'm not as happy. I guess I'm the contrarian of the RFK situation. I just have continued to believe from the beginning, no matter what hurdles needed to be cleared politically, Maryland has the better infrastructure and resources to build a better stadium than D.C. It's just my thought.
That's fine. I've been to Northwest Stadium, now FedEx Field, now Northwest Stadium a million times, and I hate it. I can't stand it. I can't imagine a Landover 2.0 that is enjoyable to drive through and is enjoyable to hang out after the game. Do you know anybody that's ever hung out in Landover after a game, after a victory, after a win?
Well, what is there to do in Landover after a victory, after a win? That's why they're building a new stadium.
Yeah, I'm not convinced that they could do anything there that would be state-of-the-art. And I'm not convinced that Landover can do a Tyson's Corner type stop.
But DC can?
Just having the teams play in DC is the most important thing to me. Being able to have everybody in the city cheering for the team that is playing for DC. You know, were you part of the Ted Leonsis bandwagon to bring the Caps and Wiz to Virginia? It's like being in DC is the most important thing.
I just want new stadiums fast. That's it. They can play in Tyson's for all I care.
Well, that's where you're wrong. No, if they played in Tyson's, I would never go to a game. Tyson's is a nightmare Monday through Friday, and it would be a nightmare on Sunday as well. DC, RFK, let's bring it back. You're just too young to have any RFK memories here. That's what's going on.
And Adam, that's my thing. I say it all the time when I'm on air talking about this situation. The RFK stuff is filled with nostalgia. That's why all the fans want to go back. But I tell the fans all the time, look, like, your guts stick out way further now. You've got gray in your beard. You're not the same person you once were when the team was playing at RFK. So I don't get the big hubbub. Not gonna lie.
And then I would say to you, you've been going to Landover your entire life. Why the hell would you want to keep doing that? Why the hell would you want to keep making that trek through Northwest Avenue all the way to Landover and take exit 202 when you could be going to D.C.? You already do a show in D.C.
Well, I don't go to games anyway because we have our beautiful burgundy and gold game day coverage, my friend. Okay. So, but it is what it is. I know the stadium thing. I'm on the opposite side of the fence with the stadium thing compared to the majority. I honestly am indifferent about it all. I just want it to go where it will be built the quickest and the best because I want a new stadium.
It sounds like you're on the opposite side of a lot of things. When I was listening to your show this week, you were not very positive on the Commanders and their chances to win this game against Philadelphia tomorrow.
Yeah, I've been saying it for the past couple of weeks. I would give it like a 70-30 shot, especially when you consider, you know, what Washington is potentially missing offensively. Zach Ertz officially listed as questionable for Sunday. If he's unable to go, you are down three of your top four receiving targets with only Terry McLaurin being the only mainstay and regular in the group. We continue to hear fans and media members clamor for Luke McCaffrey, but even with Noah Brown being out of the lineup, his opportunities were still extremely limited. I think there is a physical maturity that he is lacking, which is stopping him from getting on the field consistently. I know the wide receivers are asked to, you know, shoulder a big load when it comes to the run game, and that's an area where I think he's been pretty inconsistent, but I think he'll end up being a good player. Philadelphia, it's no shame losing to the Philadelphia Eagles, first and foremost. This, for my money, is the best team in the National Football League right now. They've got the best offensive line. They've got arguably the best offensive weapon in A.J. Brown. And then you can't really name me a receiver duo, maybe Jefferson and Addison or Higgins and Chase, that's better than A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. I think it's going to be, you know, crucial for Washington to, you know, kind of replicate some of what they were able to do in that first game when it comes to shutting down the run and not letting up those explosive plays. It feels like the dam eventually busts in that first meeting that Washington had. But, I mean, this time around, I think having an entire week to game plan for them should help Washington out. I know Cliff Kingsbury was pretty transparent this week at the podium, pretty much saying, yeah, like, it was our first short week situation and I installed too much. And that's a real thing. And he said the guys were tentative and not confident in the game plan. I expect that to be a lot different. But the one thing that didn't happen in that first meeting, it felt like Washington struggled to get Brian Robinson going. To me, that is going to be the key on Sunday, Adam. If they can get Philadelphia out of these certain coverages that they were able to run against Washington last time, you can't bracket Terry McLaurin and double Terry McLaurin if you've got to commit, you know, 7-8 guys to the box on a consistent basis. How do you do that? You run the football successfully and make them change their coverage structure. It's just hard to do so against arguably the best defensive tackle in the game right now, based on the way he's played over the past 2 months, talking about Jalen Carter. So it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting.
Look, I do respect the Eagles. I disagree with you. They're the best team in football right now. I think there's two, maybe three teams in the AFC that would have something to say about that. But I watched every snap of Philadelphia against Carolina, and that's the game plan to how to beat this team here is – you force the punts. You force the punts. You give your offense more possessions in this game, and that's how you have a chance to win. They should have won that game. Philadelphia stole that game because Xavier Legette dropped the ball walking into the end zone. But that was a game, another game in which the Eagles missed a field goal. They've had kicking issues just like we've had kicking issues here. I do think that we are much more improved from the last time we played against them. You add Marshon Lattimore on the outside, but, you know, I look at this Philadelphia team and I say, we were 31-31 against them twice last season. Twice last season. We're much better this year. I think we're going to split the series against them. I've got Washington getting the win. You're right. It starts with B-Rob running the ball. I do think you're sleeping on Olamide Zaccheaus and his ability to get open on the outside. He's such a quick twitch receiver. We saw Jamison Crowder show up back in the building, make three catches for 27 yards. If Zach Ertz doesn't give it a go, that's a huge hit to the Washington offense. But I'm hearing, I feel pretty good about Zach Ertz and Jeremy Chinn being able to play this weekend. So, look, the offensive line is going to have to show up. It's going to start right there, and then it's over to the defensive line. The only way we win this game is in the trenches, and we have got to create a turnover. I'm looking at Marshon Lattimore, maybe Mikey Sain were still. I mean, Frankie Louvois had one go through his hands. Now we've got to create a turnover.
Yeah, that's the big thing. You mentioned in last year's matchups against Philadelphia. That was one of the common things against them. You were able to turn them over a couple times. And then when you go back, what was it, two seasons ago, right, when we went there on Monday Night Football and Taylor Heineke, of all people, got the big-time victory, it was Washington's ability to force a couple of turnovers. So I totally agree with you with that. Anytime you're in an NFL game punching above your weight class, I mean, turnovers are going to be crucial. I'm excited for the matchup. I just say either way, whatever happens, you know, I hope Washington is competitive, but, you know, they can lose this week and still be, you know, in control of their playoff destiny. I have next week circled, Adam, that Sunday night game against Atlanta. I hate to look ahead, you know, probably, ironically enough, right, a conference game having more importance than a divisional game when it comes to the postseason. But you got to get through Philadelphia first. I'm going to give an early pick here ahead of our pregame show tomorrow. It'll be live out at Tom's Watch Bar at MGM National Harbor. I'm going to go Philadelphia 26, Washington 24. I do think it is very close. I do think offensively we see them be able to have some success on the ground, but I think ultimately the defense may be the group that lets this football team down tomorrow. But it'll be a good one no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, I do see what you're saying about next week being a vital game if you want to make it into the postseason. This is our last chance to get a quality win, a win that would make other teams fear you when you enter the postseason. You get past the Falcons and the Cowboys, you're pretty much backing in to the postseason. Nobody's scared. You go to Philly, you go to Detroit, you go to Minnesota. You knock off Philadelphia tomorrow, and all of a sudden nobody wants to face the Commanders and a great young quarterback who's going to be your rookie of the year. It is a crucial game. It's a chance to really make a statement tomorrow. Linnell, I'll be listening to you. I appreciate you chiming in today, man. Thanks so much.
Yes, indeed, my friend. Talk to you soon.
Yep, that is Linnell Willingham. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Yeah, avoid negative plays. I thought that was really our Achilles heel the first time, you know, some first and second down sacks. Obviously, we turned the ball over, but I think last week, you know, we had 8 sacks, I think 17 negative plays, which is not what we do. And that against this team, if you're in second and long, third and long throughout the game, it's going to be tough sledding because they got some guys up front that can rush to the pass or they can play shell coverage and make it a long, long day for you.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. That was Cliff Kingsbury, offense coordinator of the Commanders, at the podium this week talking about Washington's offense versus Philly's defense. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. As we give out our keys to victory and pathway to success, I mean, look, the Eagles do have very little weaknesses. They're the best running team in football, best defense in terms of points allowed per game. Their weakness has been getting off to slow starts. Can Washington come out and take a lead in this game and force Philly to change their game plan? When we went behind enemy lines with Chris McPherson, we found out he thinks the most important matchup is Jane Daniels versus the Eagles linebackers, limiting his ability to run. And can Washington get two hands or four hands in the backfield? Two guys, four hands on Saquon Barkley, so you don't let him get going with a full head of steam. Let's go out to the phone lines. All right, so here's what I want. I want a ton of energy. Keep it quick. Give me your prediction for Eagles against the Commanders. Let's go to Daryl in Columbia. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, Adam. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, I
got us definitely winning, Daryl, if we win on the line of scrimmage. On offense, I would take Wiley out. And I would put Cornelius Lucas there. And when Cornelius Lucas played against Tennessee, one of the best defensive lines,
yeah,
we had 200 yards rushing or more. Brian Robinson needs to stop tippy-toeing, put his head down, and get that extra yard. You know, he doesn't have to break it every run, and that's what he's trying to do. You know, 3-4 yards is all we need to keep the ball moving. On the defensive line, I would put at tackle DeJean, and I would put Deron Payne. I would put Fowler and Armstrong, and right over top of the center, I would put 335-pound Carl Davis, who has been sitting Mathis down for the last couple of days. Mm. I mean, last couple of games. I would put him over center, 5-2. I would run a 5-2 with Wagner and Luvu at linebacker. And that would shut down the run. That would put that would make their offensive line have to man up on each man. And I'll bet on Deron Payne every time to win that match and get that pressure up the middle. I think the defensive and offensive line, man, it starts there.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And I think we can pull it out.
Hey, good call, man. I love the idea, and I do think Bobby Wagner and Luvu blitzing to stop the run is going to be important. Let's go to Lou in D.C. What's up, Lou? You're on the fan with AWOD.
AWOD, man. Happy holidays to you, first and foremost.
You too, man.
Got the early gift. This happened this morning about the stadium, man. I'm pumped up, man.
Yeah.
I had like zero chance. I was like, man, yeah, Elon, man, he's over there talking his nonsense, man. I'm like, okay, all right, it's over with, and we're gonna have to wait another 8-10 more years and try to see if we can get the stadium back. But now, man, we there's 90% chance we could come back to DC. So I'm grateful for that, and as far as the game goes, I think we got to play, like, you know, 60 minutes, man. You know, that first game, we had it. We let it slip away in the fourth quarter. So we, like, you know, just play 60 minutes. And then, you know, whatever the outcome is, I'll take it, man. If we just play a complete 60 minutes, pressure the quarterback and, you know, let him play. Let him beat you by throwing, man. A guy, he can't throw the ball. So just blitz him and do some things that kind of make them nervous and try to come up with the victory. So I hope they do that. And, you know, also, just, you know, him taking the JD taking deep shots, man. He got to complete these deep shots with Terry,
yeah,
man.
And
just, you know, take advantage of those, man, because he keep missing. I mean, like last week, it had to come to like the last, you know, minutes of the second of the game, man, because if we would have just complete two of those deep passes, which he keep missing. So I hope he worked on that and, you know, try to complete those passes, and then we'd be in a good hand, man. I got 100% believe in this team that they could beat Philly, man. Philly ain't nobody. They trash.
I love it,
overrated.
Lou. I appreciate
overrated.
You chiming in, man. Good call. I think you're right. You know, learn from our mistakes from the last time we played Philadelphia. Learn from our mistakes and take advantage of their missed opportunities, right? When they missed two field goals and we didn't turn that into points, you knew we weren't going to win that game. Little, I'm not going to have time to get to your call, man. You know I'm a big fan of listening to you call in to Doc Walker and stuff, so we'll get to you next week. I got to give out my keys to victory real quick. Number one, and number one here, Max, I talked about this on my show this week. I haven't had this as a key all season long. It's a key Sunday. First offensive drive of the game, 3 points or 7 points for the Washington offense. We're not winning this game unless we take a lead and force Philly to change their game plan. That's the first key to victory here. Key number two, look, against Philadelphia last time, I really think it came down to making mistakes, right? Which team made the most mistakes, and then who made the most of those opportunities? And so I do think turnover battle. I was calling for it after the bye. Can Jaden have a turnover-free game? I got it against the Saints. Can he do that 2 weeks in a row? That's the second key to victory, turnover battle. I'm looking at Marshawn Lattimore. Can you create an interception for us? Can you do something here? I know it was great that we didn't call his name at all against the Saints, but I want a turnover. And then third key to victory, better third down efficiency than the Eagles. It's going to come down to third down every single drive. Can we get more stops? I'm predicting a win 28-24. See you guys next Saturday.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.